How do you make a warehouse? Ma oitzer, zerochav milmata. A warehouse used like a silo. On the bottom, it's very wide. The kotzim milmala. The higher you go up, the more narrow it gets till it comes to a pyramid, like on top. Is today why? The lakablas a paris. The heavy weight should be on the bottom, and as you go up, it gets narrower and narrower. Is af ish, the same thing in ish is created like that. Rochava milmata, on the bottom, she's more wider. Ukisara milmala, as it goes up, she gets more skinnier. Kedei lakablas a vlad. Then it should be a good base kibble in order to be lakablas a vlad. That's called vayivin. Hashem created her like a good base oitzer. Vayivin. Vayivieho. The Eibishter brought Eschava to Adam Rishon. Vayivieho el Adam. Melamet me, we learn, Sheosa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shezvinas L'Adam Rishon. Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu was the good man to Adam Rishon. It's Veshasta Chasna, Hamo, you're supposed to have the Chasna's friends should be with him. That's called the Shezvinas. And the Eibishter was Adam's good man. Drasha Shezvinas, Shenishtadal de Bechisunai, Lesamche, Lesasik, Betzorche, Sudas, Chupa. His Eibishter was Mesader, took care of the chupa, the suda, chasna for Adam Rishon. Mikan, from here we learn out, legodol sheyaseh shezvinas lekotin, that a big person should still help out even a smaller person for shasis chasna. V'yal yerulah, you shouldn't feel bad about it, like it's not the COVID for me to help out a young person. No, here the Eibishter went to help out Adam Rishon. Vaito leman diyom apartzif, the one that said that Adam was first created with two faces. One was his, one was Chava. For the Gemara, Haimenayel Sage Bresha. Which face was in front of him, and which face was in back of him? Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Mestar for the Svar goes, the Zohar Sage Bresha. That about the Odom's face, the Zohar, was in front. And the wife, Chava's face, was in back. The Tanya, Lo Yehalech Odom Achure Isha. A person should not walk in back of a lady. The Derech in a Derech. Vafilu Yishto, even as his own wife. Nizdamna lageshur, you meet her on the river, on the bridge. Is yisakenu tzadim? Make sure to go to the sidewards. Don't go in back of her. V'chol oiver achure isha benor, whoever goes in back of an isha when she's benor in the river, she's not sneezed then, is ein lo chelik for lemabu. You don't have chelik for lemabu. So I call upon him, a man should not go in the back of an isha. So here it's not mistarva that Adam Rishon's face was in back and Chava's face was in front. Because then Adam would always be going in the back of Chava. So it's more mistarva that Adam Rishon's face was first, and then Chava was in back. Still it's a gnai to walk in back of your wife. She's in front of you. Memela, go in front of him. Benor, she has to lift up her clothing. If you look at an Eishas Ish, it's Ein Lechelik Lo Elamabu. Tona Rabbonin. Hamaratzim moyes lisha. If you're counting out money, giving money to an isha, miyodoy liyodoy, from your hand to hand, or miyodoy liyodoy, or you're getting the money from her hand into your hand, v'shvil she is takobo. The reason why you're giving her the money is you want to look at her. Is afilu daimel Moshe Rabbeinu shekibul Torah mi'Sinai. Afilu you're a chosh of a person that knows kol Torah kulu like Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yinakim dinah shegehenim. You won't be saved from Gehenim. Him, the pasuk says, "Yad liyad lo yinake ro." That means lo yinake won't be clean. Midina shergehenim. Yad liyad liyad means that if you're looking at the isha's hands, and Rashi says yad liyad hamaratze miyad liyad. Afilu hu kemay moishes shekibul terem yadakash brachu is still you won't be safe from gehenim. Because you shouldn't look at the isha. An isha's ish. The mistakel. Mistakel means you look with a lot of hanor, like to enjoy it. In the stakel. Re is just looking, and a stakel means you're steering a lot. Omer Rav Nachman, Menoyach Amoretz Oye. Menoyach was an Amoretz. Shenema, the Pesuk says, Vayokam Vayelech Menoyach Achro Yishtoy. Menoyach got up, and he walked in back of his wife. Since he walked in back of his wife, he's an Amoretz. And the more before, you're not supposed to walk in back of your wife. You should walk in front of him. Maskel Lor Rav Nachman, for Nachman Akasha, Maskel Lor Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Elo Meyatoy Bazoi, Gabi Yalkona, it says the same posek by Yalkona. Yechseh Vayelech Elkona Achra Yishtoy. It says Yalkona walked in back of his wife. His Hochi Nami, you want to say, was Namoritz. And we know Faket, he was the father of Shmuel Hanovin. He was a Choshev Yid. His Hochi Nami, you want to call him a Namoritz. Vaita Vagabi Elisha, the same thing by Elisha, the posek says. Yechseh Vayokam Vayelech Achreho. He went up and he walked after the Isha. His Hochi Nami, you want to call him a Namoritz? Elo, the chat is like this. Achre Devoreho. It doesn't mean literally that they walked in back of the lady. It just means they did what the lady told them. Vayokem Yelech Achrem means she told him to go and he listened, he went. And the same thing by Elkanah. Elkanah listened to the dvarim of his wife. So it could be the same shot by Menoyach. That's what it says, Vayelech Menoyach Acharishtoin, it just means he listened to his wife. And that's mutter. You're allowed to listen to your wife. Yezochinami, Achri, Devreel Vietzosom. As even Menoyach was not an Amoritz. Menoyach Maitse didn't walk in back of his wife. It just means he did things up in the eighth of his wife, and that's mutter. Right, Omer of Ashi, Olamai di Omer of Nachum Menoyach Amoritz. Leit Tahav Minu, that Menoyach Mamish walked in back of his wife, so he called him Namoritz. You should know, Afilo de Rav Namilakorah. He did even learn Chumish in the Cheder. The Yechziv, because the Posseg in Chumish and Bereshit says, Vatokam Rivko, Vanaroser, she got up. Vatiyakavna la gemalim, and she rode on the gemalim. Vatelachna achreish, and she went in back of the man. Tzadiyak v'loylof nayish, that the lady should not walk in front of the man. No, forget the men should walk in front of the ladies. As I said, often a pasuk. So male not only was an amoritz, he didn't even know chumish. Omer Rabbi Yechinen, achreyari v'loy achreisha. If you have to walk in the back of an isha, better off walk in the back of a lion than walk in the back of an isha. Because the pshat is, you walk in back of an isha, if I see you mistake, you look at her, and you get a yetzara, you have a type of fuznus. So maybe you're better off walking in back of a lion, you don't get any type of fuznus, than walking in back of an isha. Omer Rabbi Yechin, achri isha, but achri avodes kechovim. But it's better to walk in back of an isha than to walk in back of avodes kechovim. Because then you'll be mamshech, bosa, avodes zora, that's the worst zach, to be mamshech after avodes zora. And achrei avoides kachovim v'loy achurei beis hakneses v'shoshem espalim. It's kedai to walk in the back of a beis avoides zora than to walk in back of shul v'shas v'shibruz espalim. Like we have the din gemara in brachis, it's called the b'zoyin hatzibur. When the shul is davening, there are a lot of tannaim for this. There has to be there's only one door, and it's bisman they're davening, and there's only one shul in the town. So if you walk by there and don't go in, it looks like you want to be mevazeh the beis hakneses. But if there are two shuls there's no bizui, because we say you're not going in here, because you have another shul. Or if you have two doors, it's also mutter. All the 130 years that Adam Rishon was benidui, that means after he did the chet, the eitz from the eitz adas, the Eibush to put him into nidui. So for 130 years he stood benidui. Is hoiled, those 130 years he created, ruchin, v'sheidin, v'lilim. Different type of mazikim, different type of sheidin. Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'yichi Adam, shaloshim u'mashonom, after 130 years that Adam lived, v'yerled b'dmusay kitzalmoy. Then he gave birth, he had a regular child. Nechlal tzadiyuk, d'yadidin, until now, lav kitzalmoy oiled. Hitaka had things created, but they weren't to tell him of an Adam. They were like mazikim and sheidim, that's what he created. For the Gemara Meisvei, he was a tremendous chassid, tremendous tzaddik, Adam Rishon. Kiven shirosh and niknesom misa yodei. Once he saw, he realized he did the chet. He ate from the eitz hadas. So the Eibush gave a kenas to be misa now. Is Yoshev betaynis? He sat betaynis neyo shloishim shana. 130 years he sat betaynis. Stam it means that he didn't eat in the daytime. The summer at 98, otherwise he couldn't live. He had 130 days, he had a din tainis on him. Upirish manisha. He didn't have any tashmish with his wife. Meyo shloishim yoim. Fehelo zarzi tainim abasoroi. And all he wore for clothing was just the leaves of the tainim. Meyo shloishim shona. Fehelo zarzi tainim abasoroi. Meyo shloishim shona. Like 130 years, he gave himself yisurim by only wearing leaves of the tainim. So here you see he was a tzaddik. So how could you say he was moiled the shadim and ruches raw? And the more ki karminan who be shichva zera the chaz liyinsay. That means Avadi was a tzaddik, but loinsay by accident he saw shichva zera, and that shichva zera came out of him created these mazikim. So it's not a theory. He was a chaz, he was a tzaddik, but the loinsay the zera came out, and from that was created these ruchim and shadim. V'yom Rabbi Yemiya bar Ben Elozim miksa shvacha shaladim oimim befonav. You're allowed to say a little bit shvach in front of the person. But not in front of him, then you can say as much as you want. What's the raya? Miksa shvach b'fonav d'chziv. Ki oischor isi tzadik l'fonai. But dor hazeh. It says by Noyach, the Eibush is going to be a tzadik in this door. Not in front of him, then you can say much more. D'chziv, the Pasuk says, Noyach ish tzadik, tomim hoye b'deroysef. Here it says much more. This Pasuk is shloi b'fonav. Here we said much more. But b'fonav, the Eibush only says, ki oischor isi tzadik. My disciple, what the pasuk say? Vine ola zayis tarpefia. When the yoni went out from the teva, he came back with a leaf of a zayis, an olive tree. Is omri yoni lofnei kodesh bochu. The yoni said in front of Hashem, Ribbono shel olam, yei mizoynoi sai merurim kizayis. I don't care if the food I get could be bitter like a zayis, like an olive tree. Of akol ponim a mesurim biyotcha. I want it to be up to you. You should be my bailim. You should give me the food. V'yal yiyo mesukin kidvash. But I shouldn't have geshmak of food, sweet like honey, with tliim v'dei basa b'dom. But I have to come on to a person to give it to me. Hey, they're not as good as you. The Eibush is a big Baal Rachamim. He's reliable. He gives you the food. He'd rather be samech on the Eibush than to be samech on biyad basa b'dom. K'tiv ha'ach yedapos says Torah. It says that the yoyne came back with a zayis Torah. K'tiv ha'asam, the post of Mishle says, ha'kvifein lechem chuki. There's my panosa I want to get from the Eibush. V'yom Rabbi Yemei ben Eloza. Kol bayis shenishmoyim by divrei Torah b'layla. Any house that they learn Torah there at night time, shuv ein nechrev. That house won't be destroyed. It's a segula not to be destroyed. Shenam the pasuk says, v'loy omar ayeya loy kai, oisoy noisein zimaris b'layla. How they give me zimaris b'layla, I mean they say Torah at night time, that will be a shmira. V'yom Rabbi Yemei ben Eloza. Miyoyim shechorav beis hamigdash. When the beis hamigdash was chorav, is daily olam. Now it's enough for the world. Sheyishdamash b'shtei oisyes. When you want to call Hashem, it's enough to call him ko. Yud kei, that's enough of a shame to call a kodesh baruch hu. His man, they had the beis hamigdash and levim said duchnin. They had to say the shem hamafarish or the chav beis oisyes. They had to say the dalur oisyes. But now that there's no more beis hamigdash, it's enough to say the word ko. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Kol neshama." Any neshama that wants to say "Hallel to Hashem," "Taloko Hallelujah." It's enough to give "Hallel to Hashem" with the word "Ko." The Rashi says, "Dai liyolam shishtamish b'shnei beis oisiyos b'shem beis oisiyos bein l'shvach bein l'shavach l'fonav bein l'vorech ish eschaverin." Whether you want to give shvach to the Eibishter or give a bracha to your friend, you can use the word "Ko." The Chiv Kol neshama Taloko Kleima. Ze Hashem, shekol haneshama kula roi l'shtamish boy. Any person can use the shame. Nichlal, the shame bein abo oisyes, the shame of Hashem of beiz oisyes, the shame hamafarish, or the real name of Hashem, loy l'chol haneshama nitin. That's not given for anybody to use. Elu l'kahan and bilvad. The chsev l'vorech v'shmoy, or chsev v'shamo eshmi hamyuchidli. So when can you use the shame hamafarish? Only in the beis hamikdash. So now that the beis hamikdash is chorev, you could use kor, that's enough of Hashem's name. V'yom Rabbi Yirmiyo ben Eloza Nizkalkul Bavu. When Bavu got its klola, Nizkalkul Shcheneho. The Shchenim, the neighbors, also got a klola. Nizkalkul Shemron. When Shemron got its klola, Nizbaruchu Shcheneho. The Shchenim got a bracha from it. What's the raya? Nizkalkul Bavu, Nizkalkul Shcheneho. The Chsev V'samtiho L'moirash Kipoid V'yagme Moyim. I'll make it swamps of water. Now swamps of water doesn't help anybody. It's even bad for the neighbors. Is Niskalkula, so the neighbors also got klola. No, okay, Agni Moyin. There were swamps, so swamps are bad for the neighbors also. Mashenkin is Kalkula Shemron. When Shemron got his klola, Nizborcha Shcheneho. Its neighbors got a brocha. You see, the prophet says, Vesamti Shemron Laia Soda, I made it like a forest. Lemite Keren, I made it like a nice, it used to be a